It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Fun. Listen irresponsibly.
Don't mention.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, so here we go. Taz the Moose, week two NFL picks. A game already in the books. If we were taking on note, I would have taken Carolina last night, but that was not one of our
Me
selections.
Too.
Yes, last week I need to rally. Taz, you were 3-0 a week ago. I was 0-3. So need to make up a significant amount of ground, but it's early.
It is early.
And time is on my side. All right,
you
Taz,
time.
You're
you
up.
Time.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right, where are we going to go? We're going to do a little, I'm trying to see which one to start with. I'm going to go Ravens. Ravens and I'm going Ravens over the Cards. I think the Ravens will cover. You know, look, a lot of hype over, you know, what we saw Lamar Jackson do. I think he had 5 touchdowns. I'm not looking at it right this second. And was on fire. You know, they played the Dolphins. I mean, so the Dolphins seem like they're going to be the team that you know, kind of gets whipped on. So, you know, that's not a big deal that you did that to the Dolphins. But still, it's impressive that Lamar Jackson, his second year, making some noise. So I do like the Ravens, and I do think they will cover. So that's the route I'm going on that.
All right, so you're
going
to lay the 13 with Baltimore, yes, at home against the Arizona Cardinals, early game down in Baltimore, Maryland.
Before we move on to your game, let me ask your opinion. You feel an NFL game, 13. 13 is a lot. It's a lot for an NFL team to lay. It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I feel like with the Cardinals, though, it's okay. You can do this. I feel like they're going to be fine, the Ravens. That's why I think they're going to cover. I think that the Cardinals, you know, with the new kid, Kyler Murray, I don't know. They got to get their sea legs under them. He's green. You know, there's a lot of stuff on that team going on with Cliff Kingsbury as the coach. That's why I'm confident in 13, the Ravens will cover.
All right, pick number one for me, 4:25 on Sunday afternoon, now in Denver, Colorado, Empower Field at Mile High, they call it now. I'm going to take the Chicago Bears as a slight road favorite in Denver, taking on the Broncos. I'm going to lay the 2.5. Denver, short work week for them. They played the late game on Monday night out in Oakland, short flight back home. I get it. Last time we saw Chicago was a while back, and it was a tough opening night loss against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at home. We know the Bears can get after it defensively, led by Khalil Mack. Front seven is absolutely fantastic, and Flacco is an absolute is like a lamppost in the middle of that pocket. Yeah, he does not move, I mean, in any way, shape, or form. So he is going to be an easy target to attack. And I do think that outside of Chubb and Miller, I think you can attack that Broncos defense. Now I'm banking on Mitchell Trubisky playing much better in Game 2 than he did in Game 1. They've had a lot of time to think about it. I think the Bears are just a flat-out better team. I'd be surprised if they started this year 0-2. That's why I'm going to take them Week 2 on the road in Denver. I'll lay the 2.5. Trubisky plays better. Defense gets after Flacco. Couple Bronco turnovers, win the game by double digits. Give me Chicago, pick number one for me.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I like it. I like it. All right, so we got 1 o'clock on Sunday, the Los Angeles Chargers. They go on the road to the Motor City to play the Detroit Lions. And I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I really do. Chargers are plus 2.5. Honestly, Moose, I do not think the Chargers, I do not think they will cover. I will take the Detroit Lions with the points. You know, I watched the Lions play last week. I like what I saw in the Lions. I do think that Matt Stafford, I do think he's a talented guy. He can ball out there, and I like him as a leader. He's got his act together. I understand everything. You know, Philip Rivers, he's the man. This, that, and the other thing. They're on the road. I think Detroit's a little tough place to play too. Anyway, I don't think the Chargers are going to cover. I'll take the Lions.
You're going to take the Lions. I'm going to take the big number. We're going to head down to South Beach next. Right. I'm going to take the New England Patriots, and I'm going to lay. Maybe I'm going to be foolish, but I'm going to lay the 18.5 and take the Pats. It has more to do with how bad Miami is than how great New England is. I don't think New England's as great as their basically demolition of the Steelers on the opening Sunday night game, where they win that game 33-3. I don't think they're that good. However, they're significantly better than Miami. They own the Steelers at home. Now they go on the road. And historically speaking, Miami's not been good to the New England Patriots. Remember the play last year where the Dolphins had the miraculous victory. A different Dolphin team, Fitzpatrick at quarterback. They'll be able to get after him, hit him. Maybe you see Josh Rosen at some point in this game. Mm. We'll see Antonio Brown, I'm sure, on Sunday for the Patriots as well. You've got a ton of weapons for that team. I don't think they can get after Tom Brady and make him uncomfortable. It's a huge number in the NFL standards, but I think deservedly so. I think if you're a knockout pick, I think it should be the New England Patriots this week. Give me the Pats. I'll lay the 18.5. They're a really good team. Miami's a brutal football team. And they might only win one or two games, if that, this entire year. Give me the New England Patriots laying the 18.5. That's pick number two for me.
All right, Moose, Monday night. We'll do a little Monday night action here where the Browns go on the road to East Rutherford to play the New York Jets. Both teams right now sitting at 0-1. We know all the news about Sam Darnold having mono, that he will not play. He's out indefinitely for definitely a couple of weeks, few weeks. We'll see how long it is. Could be 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. We've been talking about it throughout the show here. You know, so that's a massive problem. By the way, the situation is, I think this could be a bad week for the Jets. Not just they're going to lose, but I think they're going to get pounded on a little bit, to be honest with you. And I think the Browns will cover. The Browns, excuse me, Browns are laying 6.5. I'm choking here. 6.5. I will take the Browns. Give the Jets their 6.5. I think this is going to be a beating. I think all the stars that are on this Browns team come out and step up from Beckham to Mayfield to Njoku to Chubb to Juice Landry to the defense. I think this is a great week for the Browns. To all the doubt we had because they got whooped last week, now they have an opportunity to bounce back hard on a Jet team that's got to be lacking confidence. Because, you know, their quarterback is down and out. They got a lot of injuries. Trevor Siemian's going to start at quarterback. I think he's like 13-11, I believe. I'm not looking at it. Like, in his career as a quarterback.
That is correct.
Yeah, so I locked it in my head somehow. But anyway, so I'll take the Browns. I think they will cover.
All right, you're going to take the Browns. You're going to lay the 6.
I got 6.5. You got 6?
I had 6. But
yeah, whatever.
You want to go 6.5?
Whatever. I'd rather have
the 6 than the 6.5.
Right? All right. Yeah. Right. That's true. Yeah, you're right.
So you'll take good the point. 6, right? Yeah, don't fight me on that one.
No, you're right.
That's better for you.
That's a good point. That's honest.
No, yeah. I got you.
No, you're right.
Pick number three for me, we're going to go to Lambeau Field, home opener for the Green Bay Packers. And they're a 2.5-point home favorite against the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm going to take the road dog in this one, and I'm going to take Minnesota. I was against Minnesota last week, and I was dead wrong. And that was a god-awful pick. And they handed it to the Atlanta Falcons. And they knocked them around, and they beat them up. And they got after it defensively. Dalvin Cook looked great running the football. You know, they didn't even get a quintessential performance by one of their star wide receivers. I mean, Thielen was very, very good. Stephon Diggs was dealing with that hamstring injury. But now they go on the road in Green Bay taking the Packers. Weather will not be a factor. Sunny skies, temperature in the mid-70s. The Vikings are a better football team right now. It's not an overreaction from what I saw the opening Thursday night game in Chicago. I just look at this Green Bay team. I think it's going to find them. It'll take them a little bit of a time to find an offensive rhythm with LaFleur as their head coach and their play caller. We know how brilliant Rodgers is. I love the weapons that they have. Geronimo Allison and Valdez Scantling and Davante Adams. I don't know if they can run the ball effectively enough with Aaron Jones. I don't. And I think Minnesota goes into Green Bay, and I think they win this game outright. Cousins showed you a little something last week. The entire Viking team did. They look like they're extremely motivated. Look better than probably I've seen them in a year look. Remember last year they struggled out of the gate with that loss at home to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Remember that one?
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
Yes. I think they go into Lambeau. I think they beat the Packers. I think Cousins plays well. Cook runs the ball effectively enough. Offensive line looked better last week against Atlanta. Give me the Minnesota Vikings plus the 2.5 on the road in Green Bay. That's pick three for me.
All right, so let's go do the recap. This is something we do here on this show after we do our picks.
Well, just go through it in case someone just jumped in late. I like Minnesota plus the 2.5.
All right.
New England laying the 18.5. And I'm taking the Bears on the road in Denver, laying the 2.5.
All right, so I have the Ravens at home, and I feel they will cover with the Cardinals. I have the Ravens laying 13. Yeah, I have the Chargers. I have the Lions. I feel the Chargers will not cover. I have the Lions. Give me my points at home. I'll take Detroit with the 2.5. And then the Monday night game, I have the Browns. I feel the Browns will cover. The Browns are on the road against the Jets on Monday night. The Browns are -6. I think the Browns will cover. So there you have it.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.